But you know what? But you know what? I was mad at him for, you know, for putting me on a different flight because it wasn't nonstop. I would have had to, there was a stopover in Cincinnati. I just, you know, but he ended up saving my life. And I thought, here I am killing myself, living a life that I'm not happy with. And I had to surrender to that. And I had to take a chance. And I had to change my life. And I moved to Western Australia, which I had fell in love with a town in Western Australia, Denmark, Western Australia, and lived a very simple life. And I had a very solid biochemistry background from the University of Pennsylvania. I just started studying as much as I could about my problem and about weight. And I started to figure out that if I nourished my body and dealt with stress, the weight would go away, and it started to go away automatically. And over a 2.5 year period, it went away in a very consistent manner without willpower and effort. And I had tried to lose weight by dieting so many times before that. In fact, when I was in New York, I worked face-to-face with the late Dr. Atkins. And in the end, he just yelled at me for being so fat. Everything I did didn't work, but all of a sudden, everything was working. And the reason everything was working is that I wasn't living a lie. I wasn't in pain. I wasn't living in this idea that I have to stay in this life. I made a lot of changes. And in making those changes, I started to live the life I wanted to live. And I didn't need the weight anymore. I didn't have the pain. I didn't have the stress. And everything started to happen for me. But what I've discovered now is you don't have to exactly follow my footsteps. All you have to do is learn how to deal with stress. So I made a visualization CD, for example, that people listen to at night. And I have had several people tell me they've lost 100 kilos just like me. I met a lady a couple of months ago that's lost 100 kilos and a guy in Brisbane that did also. And plus thousands and thousands of people that just want to lose 10 and 20 kilos, and it's all gone off simply by dealing with the real issues, because most of us are disciplined enough to do the diet. It's just that if your body's fighting you all the time, it's not going to work. But once you get your body on board, it doesn't matter what you do, it's going
to
work.
And what brought you to beautiful Queensland?
Oh, I love Noosa. It's a little bit too cold in Denmark, Western Australia right now, so I decided to spend the winter and maybe a few more months in Noosa.
And you stayed?
I'm here. I'm here right now, and I just signed a 6-month lease, and maybe I might stay even longer. So I'm really loving it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. I'll bet. So I guess the obvious question is, you lost all this weight. What do you eat now that you didn't, or what don't you eat now that you ate before?
Okay, so the short answer to that is I eat whatever I want whenever I want. Absolutely. There's never
But
ever
you must
a time.
Have, people will say you must have been eating hamburgers just bad stuff. You must have gotten bad stuff out of your diet.
I was eating junk. All that junk went away, but the main point is it was an organic process. It wasn't through willpower and discipline. So now I'm 8 years down the road. I don't walk by a drive-through and say, oh, I really want that, but I'm not going to have it. I don't have that kind of war and disparity between what I want and what I need. So I eat a lot of food, but I crave really, really healthy food right now. But
so you need to change the craving.
You need to change the cravings, exactly, and the way you change the cravings is by getting your body to not want the weight anymore, because when your body wants the weight, chemical things happen that cause you to crave junk food. It's a very chemical process.
It's a hard thing to get your head around, though, isn't it? You can understand that. John Gabriel is with us. We're talking about the Gabriel method, which has certainly worked for him and certainly worked for a lot of other people, just in case you've just tuned in. But you can understand it. It's a hard thing for people to think to themselves, This is a chemical craving. No, people aren't going to believe you initially, are they?
Yeah, but it's so documented. It's so well documented at this point that when your body wants to hold on to weight, it makes you insatiably hungry and for the most fattening foods possible. You also something happens when you go into this sort of famine mode, which I call the fat programs. Something happens where you're not able to regulate your blood sugar properly. So you have these low blood sugar episodes, which cause junk food cravings. Mm. And so you're just craving junk food all the time. And I lived through it. So for me, I'm kind of in a unique situation. I've been on both sides of the tracks, right? So I was once in a body that was just always forcing me to gain weight, and no matter what I did, and I did try everything to lose weight, and now I'm in a body that's effortlessly thin. So I know it's not about willpower, it's not about discipline or counting calories. It's about getting your body on board so that your cravings change and your energy levels change and your metabolism changes and all these things change, and they will change once you're no longer using weight as a shield, or once you're nourishing your body, or whatever the real issue. Like for some people, it could just be sleep issues. Sleep apnea elevates your cortisol. Sleep conditions can elevate your cortisol levels, which is the same thing that happens when you're in a famine. And once again, your body chemically gets tricked into thinking it's in a famine, and that causes hunger and causes your metabolism to slow down. So you kind of, it's about learning how your body really works, and it's not as simple as calories in, calories out, and then working with your body.
Do you still eat the takeaway food every now and then?
I eat whatever I want, but it's very rare that I want that type of food. But if I want it, I'll eat it. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a bizarre thing when you think about it, but in its own way, it's outrageously simple.
Yeah, it's just so different from like the mainstream wisdom that just calories in, calories out, and you should just eat less. And to me, that type of logic is a little bit like you're looking at a sliding glass door, and you think you don't know it's glass. You think you should be able to walk through it, so you keep banging your head, and you don't know why you're banging your head. It's just it looks like it should work, and that's the way diets are to me. They look like they should work. It makes sense logically, but when you look at the whole picture, how your body really, really functions, and how it rebels against famines, and how stresses can cause famines, and how dieting can cause famines, and how that makes your body want to hold on to weight, when you look at the whole picture, dieting is a flawed concept.
When you look at these shows like The Biggest Loser and things like that, we always in our family we laugh a bit. Well, look, we're just average weight, but we laugh a bit because they're always crying in those shows. And I can only imagine, in light of what you're saying, is that they're also not only making a weight journey, but they're making this emotional journey. And maybe these people are helping them to shed the exact baggage that you're thinking of. Or don't you have any truck with these shows?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. You know, sometimes it just makes the whole thing worse, and it's evidenced by the results. You know, you'll see someone who starves himself and pushes himself to lose weight, and then 3 months later, he's right back there. And that's a little, to me, it's like, I would say dieting is a little bit like holding a volleyball underwater. You know, because the second you let go, it pops back up. And so they do this contest thing, and then the second they take their foot off the gas, you know, the whole thing goes backwards. So sometimes it makes the situation even worse. Now, if they can have some sort of emotional breakdown and lifestyle change and no longer feel like they need the weight as a shield, yeah, that's going to work. But most of the time, if you look at the evidence, it usually backfires.
What's Jane Pauley like? I've always wondered. I rather like her.
She seems nice enough.
He was on the Jane Pauley show. I was a big fan of Jane Pauley when she was on the American Today show. Yeah. Now, where can we get the book, John?
All right. Well, I have two books, right? So I have the Gabriel Method book. They're in every bookstore. So
okay,
Gabriel Method
cool.
book is the basic book that talks about how to get your body to want to be thin.
Yep.
And then we just came up with a recipe book, not as a diet, but as a way of getting more nutrients into your food without compromising taste. So using the right fats that your body needs, the right sugars your body needs, taste the same, but just those subtle refinements will get your body to be nourished and so not as hungry and not in famine mode. So there's a big hardcover 287-page color recipe book that's on the shelves now too, and they're in every bookstore.
Sounds great. Well, John Gabriel lost how many kilos did you lose again?
I lost 103.
Nice work, and has kept it off, and he's done it through a method that really he designed himself and has called it the Gabriel Method. It's just you go to your bookstore and check it out. Thanks, John.
My pleasure. Good.